This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. As Femi has been reporting all morning, the big story internationally is the bombings in Jakarta. Those are sounds from the Indonesian capital this morning, where two explosions rocked the central business district. The targets were two luxury hotels, both American-owned, the Ritz-Carlton and the JW Marriott. At least 9 people killed, many more injured. Tourists are believed to be among the dead and wounded. In Jakarta for us is Daniel Zeev, who's a filmmaker. He's the author of Jakarta Inside Out. Daniel Zeev, I gather you were somewhere near the site of these bombings when they took place today.
That's right. I live not far from there. I'm at home at the moment, but the bombings took place right in the heart of the business district of Jakarta, so it's not very far from here.
Now, what do you think the significance of the target is? Certainly in that part of the world, American tourists' targets have been known to be, vulnerable to Al-Qaeda bombers and these kinds of things. But is there any specific detail that suggests this is either unique or part of a pattern?
Well, judging from past bombing incidents in Jakarta and in other parts of Indonesia, like Bali, mainly in the years between 2003 and 2005, which is the last time it happened, they're probably looking at action that tries to create a sensational effect by targeting symbolic targets of Western businesses, capitalism, what they would perceive to be anti-Islam. At the time, responsibility was taken for those previous bombings by Jamaat Islamiyah, which is a Southeast Asian terrorist network that's loosely affiliated with Al-Qaeda. But no one's taken responsibility so far for this morning's bombing. The jury's still out on who exactly is behind it. But clearly it was meant as a symbolic act to destabilize Indonesia at arguably the time in which it's most stable.
And indeed, investigators are looking for the symbolism and where exactly the symbolism is. As you mentioned, Jamaat Islamiyah, the very high-profile terrorist organization in that part of the world. The president of Indonesia, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, said the blasts were an inhuman act of terror, but it's possible the symbolism might have been in the fact that Manchester United, the British football soccer team, was scheduled to be there next week. They've canceled their plans. Any other suspicious sort of symbolic tourist or events at this particular time?
Well, it's true that Manchester United were supposed to be staying at that hotel, I think, in fact, tomorrow. But I don't think anyone seriously thinks it was linked specifically to that visit. More importantly, we just had a presidential election last week that wrapped up very peacefully and symbolized continued stability in the overwhelming re-election of Yudhoyono as president. And if anything, there is some speculation here that these may be rogue elements trying to show that the country is not so stable and that this war isn't over and that they are yet to be heard from. Although the president himself doesn't think that it's in direct response to the election results.
Well, Daniel Zeev, filmmaker, author of Jakarta Inside Out, witnessed, at least in part, the bombings in Jakarta, which took place this morning, killing 9 people. Presidents of Australia and New Zealand have both reacted. Tourists from both of those countries are likely to be in Indonesia at any given time, and they've been the victims of previous attacks. Thank you very much, Daniel.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.